And to celebrate the Olympics, all this week we're bringing you the Poetry Games. Poets from Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and North America all competing for the gold with poems about the Olympics or the athletes in the Olympics. You voted online. And now this morning, we can announce the winner of Morning Edition's Poetry Games. The winner is South Africa's Mbali Vilakazi. Her poem, Swim Your Own Race, has taken the gold in the Poetry Games. And you can hear she's with us as I place virtually over the phone the wreath of victory upon her head. Now, we've reached you in Durban, South Africa, to make this all official. So your poem celebrates a swimmer. Natalie du Toit made history as the first woman amputee to qualify for the Olympics and lost her leg as a teenager when she had already begun competing as a swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about her story that inspired you to choose her.
I was just so inspired by it because as a young person trying to find my own way, there have been challenges that I've had to face. And at times I've felt really sort of, I really felt that, you know, they were insurmountable. And the image of Natalie has always stayed with me, that what excuse do I have? We're not talking about somebody who was born with her condition. This is somebody who has had to adjust. And not too many people can get up after something like that. So it's not about what happens to you. It's about how quickly you can get up. And I think that that's what the Olympics is all about. That kind of audacity of the pushing, not just the physical aspect, because a lot of these disciplines are also, they're about spirit. They're about the mind. That's what I love. And that's what I hold on to.
You know, I wonder, when you talk about adversity in your country, in South Africa, what would you say to people who still connect the country to its long and ugly history of apartheid and find it surprising, perhaps, that you, a black South African, are celebrating in your poetry a white Afrikaner, the South Africans who created apartheid? I mean, one generation away.
I must be honest with you and say that when I got the invitation to be a part of the Poetry Games, I did have a moment when I thought, okay, well, I'm a young black South African woman. How am I going to use my voice? And firstly, I think that everything that follows apartheid and where we come from as a country, the fight was about people being people and being recognized for their contributions to society. And I held on to that. For me, I thought the society that we want to build, in fact, the kind of world we want to live in, is a world that is going to have the courage to do that when it's difficult. And I just thought that even for young black South Africans such as myself, it was important for me to choose her nonetheless, that I just felt that the story was just so important. We can all benefit from it.
Mbali Vilakazi, thank you very much for the poem and for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you to Natalie, really.
And many thanks to all of the poets who competed in our poetry games. Now, in honor of the victor, the beginning strains of South Africa's national anthem.